The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. Thank you very much for joining me. It is my pleasure to be here with you. And I am your official radio car guy. I've been doing this a long time. Auto World went on the year 1992, moved around a couple of different slots, and then we settled on this time slot back in 1995, and we've been here ever since. And we haven't missed a weekend yet, and that's moving through its original network, which I was one of the founders of, Talk America Radio Network. And then we moved on to a couple of other networks. Now we're the great network called GCN. We thank everybody at GCN. Patrick is behind the board. We thank Ted Anderson. We thank everybody for being so kind. And we thank all of the great radio stations that broadcast the show. Some of these folks I've known for 20, 25 years, and they haven't gotten tired of me yet. So that's great. In recent times, I've been struggling with some health stuff, so I haven't been at my performance best, but I'm determined, number one, to get well, and number two, to get Auto World back to where it once was, because this is the most awarded, and blown my horn here, so allow me to blow my own horn. No other automotive radio broadcaster in the entire world has won more trophies and awards than I have a whole room full of them, but it doesn't pay the bills, so that's why I got to thank J.C. Whitney for being a great sponsor and reliable carriers, and hopefully I'm constantly looking for new sponsors. Doesn't cost a lot of money and helps pay the bills and keeps the show on the air. In this hour of the program, Don Jones, great guy and great friend, CEO of the oldcarguys.com, is going to be telling us the story of Louis Chevrolet. This is a fascinating story. Everybody knows Chevrolet vehicles, but did you know there was actually a Mr. Chevrolet? Well, you're going to find out lots upcoming. We'll also be joined by Ryan Fever, I believe the way they pronounce his name, from a company called Airlift, and it's about towing. Towing procedures. Don't know a whole lot about Ryan's company. We'll find out. 855-660-4261. Bob at BobLongRadio.com. New website upcoming. I've been told by my web person, Sam, that I have now a Auto World Twitter account, and I have an Auto World Instagram account. I don't have the passwords, though. That would be helpful. And, of course, we have a Facebook page, but we're going to turn up the heat in the realm of social media. And when somebody like Don Jones is on, we're going to even take clips and put it all over every place. So let's go to Don Jones right now, the pride of St. Louis himself, and he has put together a wonderful piece. He's the CEO of TheOldCarGuys.com. Check it out. Bookmark it. We'll give out the phone number later, but we're going to talk about Louis Chevrolet. Hey there, Don. Welcome, and thank you so much for putting together this wonderful piece on Louis Chevrolet.
Yeah, I thought that, you know, I'd come on the show in the last couple of weeks and really haven't had anything solid to talk about. I said, you know, I could think of two people in the car manufacturing realm that ought to be talked about, Henry Ford being one of them. And this other fellow that, it was there, but actually everybody knows that Ford's first name is Henry, but does anybody really know that Chevrolet was a real person and his first name was Louis or Lewis? But, I thought it's a little something, together, and, maybe a couple of little, surprises in this little paper that I put together for our audience. And, you know, we get a little bit of a conversation. If anybody wants to call in and ask a question, I might be able to come up with an answer. And maybe if I'm really lucky, get the right answer.
Absolutely. Don's in Missouri, so everybody listening on KSIS in Sedalia. We had a call in this hour last week, and we'd love to hear from you. Everybody listening in Corpus Christi, Texas, and every place else, please give us a call, 855-660-4261. So Louis Chevrolet was born December 25th, Christmas Day, 1878, in Switzerland. Tell us a little bit about his family and his early life.
Well, good old Louis, he grew up with six brothers and sisters, originally in Switzerland, but when he was six, the family moved to France, where the family set up shop, and his father was a watchmaker, a clockmaker, and they kind of taught Louis and the other kids basic mechanics with an importance on the precision and manufacturing of parts. I can think of very few things in the 19th and early 20th century as precise as clockmaking, and I think that Louis and his brothers kind of took this into their other endeavors later in life. And then as he was growing up, Louis became a bicycle repair person and actually created his own bicycles in a small town. And he invented a bicycle or a manufactured bicycle called a Faltenac. And it wasn't much of a success. And later he used the same name for an automobile when he came to the United States. Back in the 19-teens.
Interesting. So the bicycle manufacturing business was not very successful, but let's talk a little bit about his work when he came over here to the United States. I understand he actually worked as both a chauffeur and a mechanic.
Yeah. As I mentioned, the bicycle manufacturing business wasn't much of a success. He became an apprentice in an automobile manufacturing company around 1898 when he was about 20. And he got a job with a company called Moore's Auto Company, and they sent him to Montreal, Canada in 1899. And he worked there as both a chauffeur and a mechanic, and after 6 months, they moved into Brooklyn, New York, and he started the job with a automobile manufacturer there. And he had the opportunity to become a race car driver or a substitute race car driver at first, driving Fiat. This was around the New York City area. And then, in the early days, automobile manufacturers basically, and this went all the way through the 60s, went on Saturday and Sunday at the races. They'll sell cars Monday. And a lot of these manufacturers, they got their publicity through these auto events. So, he was doing the road racing, hill climbing, endurance racing, and started getting a name for himself. And even by 1905, he was winning races against folks like Barney Oldfield and Walter Christie, which were two of the all-time great racers.
From that era. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then by 1906, when he was 27, he became a celebrate so much in his auto racing. But, really, in those days, wasn't much money for the drivers. If you're selling cars, that's one thing. But if you're driving, you're not making that much.
Mm-hmm.
And about,
how the world has changed.
How the world has changed.
And then what happened after that? I understand that William Durant, the founder of GM, somehow got wind of him. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. After he won a race against Walter Christie at Cape May, New Jersey in 19, I think it was on May 20th, 1905. Durant kind of found out about him and started taking interest, invited him and his brother, Walter, to Flint, Michigan. And they tried out for both a chauffeur position and a race car driving position. And the brother, Walter, got the job as a chauffeur, and because of the driving techniques of Louis, he became the race car driver.
Oh, that's cool. and he was asked to join the Buick Racing Team. More about Louis Chevrolet straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has been the go-to source for everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to see their vast selection of performance and replacement parts and accessories, and request a Jeep, truck, or general catalog, and see the latest project cars and car show event calendar at 100jcwhitney.com. 100jcwhitney.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you. Made out of fine machine.
Yes, indeed. General Motors is what we're talking about. Not Cadillacs, but Louis Chevrolet, race car driver for Buick, and Don Jones, CEO of theoldcarguys.com, is telling us this fascinating story. And I understand the Louis Chevrolet won many, many races for Buick. He did quite well.
Brian, you spent the next 3 years racing for Buick, and the only time you lost a race is when the car conked out on you. You never lost a race if you could finish it. Between 1905 and 1920, he had so many races and so many wrecks that he ended up spending equivalent 3 years in a hospital because of all the accidents. In fact, he invented a middle stake on a car that would save his life. It didn't do much for the mechanic in the car, but it added some safety, and it ultimately turned into the roll bar, which, of course, is mandatory in all race cars.
Interesting. Around 1910, some funky stuff started happening at GM. Tell us about that and how it affected Louis Chevrolet.
Right. Yeah, 1910, Durant was forced out of the chairmanship of General Motors. It was over a stockholder dispute. Chevrolet followed him, and he offered to design a small luxury touring car with a six-cylinder engine in it, and they named it the Chevrolet. You know, great choice there. And he also Chevrolet also designed this car. Durant, for whatever reasons, besides his racing ability, seen a lot in Chevrolet, and it created the Chevrolet car around the man. There's also something about the name Chevrolet that Durant liked. And I'm not really sure why, but for some reason, Durant thought that word would make a good name or brand name for a car, and that kind of helped us. And then their first year, they were selling cars at about $2,150, sold about 3,000 units, and made about $1,300,000 in profit. And then the following 2 years, they sold over 16,000 cars. And it was kind of it was the first car to have a gear shift level in the middle of the front floor. It took the emergency brake, and they hid it under the dash so it'd be out of the way. And they had counterbalances on the crankshaft that made the engine run a little smoother and obtain a little bit higher RPM. So there was a lot of innovations in that little six-cylinder engine of the day, as well as the rest of the car.
And the Louis Chevrolet continues the story, courtesy of Don Jones, who's done a wonderful job putting it together. And this brings us up to an era where the Chevrolet brothers started building some special cylinder heads and working with some other manufacturers. Tell us about that.
Right. You know, what had happened, and, here, kind of the crux of the story, in 1914, there was some kind of falling out between Durant and Louis Chevrolet. And part of it was that Durant wanted to keep the Chevrolet the cheap car. He wanted to be able to compete with the Ford. And if you take a look at the history of the Big Three, that they usually had their three or four or five different price lines of car: Chevrolets, Pontiacs, Oldsmobile, Buicks, Cadillacs, and went with the other big brands as well. Chevrolet wanted to have a better car. He did not want to have a bottom line car, so he had this falling out. He took a buyout. And I'm pausing for a minute so everybody can get that in their brain. He took a buyout of his interest in the Chevrolet Motor Company in 1914, and he went off with his brothers to start creating race cars. And that's when he brought back the Frontenac, and that was his race car company. And he started out in 1914 building four race cars. He entered them in the 1916 Indianapolis 500, not winning anything, but starting to make a name for himself. And between 16 and 19, they produced automobiles. Between 16 and 19, he supported the war effort by building airplane engines and other engines for the government. And he actually served as vice president and chief engineer for American Motors, not to be confused with American Motors of the later years, but there was an early auto company named American Motors, and spent a few years with them. And after the war, he went back to racing, And by 1920, he had created a straight eight-cylinder Faltmac and started winning the Indianapolis 500. And he had his brother Gaston at the wheel of the car, and it was one of the it was the first American-built car to win a race or to even win that race since 1912. So it became kind of a contender from then on. And then he continued to race until 1920s, and his brother, Gaston, was killed in Los Angeles in November of 1920. And it kind of took the win out of his sails for a while when it came to car design. I'm not sure, and there's really I haven't been able to find anything to talk about what impact it had on him. But it seemed like it was a shift in direction after 1921. And by the early 20s, the motor company was going belly up, and he did some work with Duesenberg and started building special cylinder heads for the Model T called the Fronty Ford. And at the the peak of that business, they were turning out 60 heads a day, which doesn't sound like much, but you know, for their machine shop was doing pretty well. And then when Ford switched from the Model T to the Model A, it basically put them out of business. So, you know, here comes the Chevrolet brothers heading in still another direction. And not really able to benefit from any of the growth of the Chevrolet Motor Company. But taking that name of Chevrolet and able to get involved in some other things, and including doing building a Faltmac passenger car for the Stutz line, and working with the other manufacturers, and then he got hit by the Depression of 1922, which put a lot of the automobile manufacturers out of business, and didn't do that well for the Chevrolet brothers either.
Yeah, absolutely. Don Jones is with us, the CEO of theoldcarguys.com. Put together this wonderful history of Louis Chevrolet. Don, why don't we give out your telephone number if anybody is looking for a classic car and or need of parts or salvage,
right.
Want to make sure and get you that plug, and then we'll come back and finish up with Louis Chevrolet. But what's that number that you actually pick up?
314-306-7507.
Wonderful. When we come back, more of the story of Louis Chevrolet on Auto World. And then we're going to talk about towing. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Way has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Way.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
Back, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. My name is Bob Long, and we've got a real treat for you. Don Jones is with us, CEO of theoldcarguys.com. If you like automotive history, we're talking about Louis Chevrolet, the gentleman that the Chevrolet Motor Company was named after. And, you know, rumor has it, there was a long-standing rumor that the actual bow tie was taken from a wallpaper design in a French hotel room. Don, in your research, did you find any reason to believe that that rumor is true? Don, are you with us?
TV segment on it. It was just up on YouTube, and we found that there was a lot of credibility to the wallpaper in the hotel room. Also, a lot of credibility that Durant seen an ad for a product called the Colette, which was a little coal product, and they actually used a bow tie in that advertisement. I found that in a North Carolina newspaper dated 1911. And I think there's a picture of it up on my Facebook, but I probably was going to put that up on your website for you.
Cool.
The third theory is that Chevrolet used it as a modified coat of arms from Switzerland. But I lean more towards the wallpaper or the coat.
Very good. Louis Chevrolet would be shocked today to see, you know, the great success that the name that the car company that bears his name has had with cars like the Corvette and the Camaro and all the other legendary vehicles over the years. Be interesting to get his take today. But
no,
I was surprised to learn that they, the Chevrolet brothers and Louis Chevrolet, dabbled in aircraft design as well.
They did it too. You know, Chevrolet for a while was working with Albert Champion of Champion Spark Plugs, and they had a falling out over a personal matter. Later on, he got with Glenn Martin of Martin Aircraft, designed an aircraft engine. They had a falling out, and actually it also was between a brother. And, you know, Martin went on to build bomber engines for World War II. He just did not have very good business sense when it came to things. And possibly a stubborn streak and a great deal of pride that caused him to walk away from things. He became a motorboat racer and was winning races in the mid-1920s down in Florida. He shot trap. He did well at that, well at playing golf. He was a well-rounded guy, but when it came to just the down nuts and bolts of business, he could snatch defeat from the jaws of victory every time. And finally, by 1934, went back to work for GM and became a consultant. He remained there until 1938, where he had a cerebral hemorrhage, and forced him to retire. And he went down to Florida and stayed there until he passed away. He left his retirement home in Florida, went up to Detroit, Michigan on a visit. I believe he went to see his sister, and he passed away June 6,
1941. Wow. Absolutely amazing, and a tragic story when you stop and think about it. You know, all the great success, and then he ended up, you know, basically, you know, a very famous, world-famous person, potentially very wealthy person, you know, kind of losing it all, and back, as you said to me, you know, working on an assembly line.
Yeah, I had read in another article that prior to going to work as a consultant, that he actually had a job on the Chevrolet assembly line and not letting people know that he was actually the Chevrolet they named the car after. And I think there was a bit of embarrassment at General Motors of what happened to him or his decline in fortune. And that's why he brought him in as a consultant and paid him a significantly more money than working on the assembly line. For this article, I didn't find it again, but a couple years ago I was working on an article and came across that. You take a look at a lot of these guys that were involved in putting together cars and companies from the late 1880s, 1890s on into the 1930s. It was rags to riches, back to rags, and then sometimes back to riches. But that's, you know, it was the American dream at its finest, in my opinion.
Well, when you look at all the numbers of car companies that were around at one time, and like you said, the fact that, you know, that racing played such a major role. I mean, we've talked about it on the show here before, but, you know, Henry Ford himself, you know, raced in a very famous event. He only raced one time, and he defeated a very famous race car driver, kind of the Mario Andretti of his day, so to speak, Richard Petty of its day. And
yeah,
if it wasn't for that win, he never would have gotten the funding to start the Ford Motor Company to build the original Model T Ford.
Yeah, it was a time that people were on the lookout for people with talent. And if you had it, you were demonstrating it, and of course winning is the ultimate talent, people would hire you. You see Oldsmobile working for Ford, Chevrolet racing for Ford, and Buick, and Durant, the General Motors. You see the Dodge brothers working for Ford. So there was a love-hate relationship between a lot of these people. I don't know how much problem there was once you left the big guy, you know, Henry Ford or General Motors, and struck out on your own, if he was so upset that he tried to put you out of business. But in a lot of these, and particularly I think with the Dodge brothers, you seem to have a pretty good relationship after he left. And, you know, you and Ford at one time worked for, I think it was General Electric, and had a pretty good relationship with both Edison and what was the tire guy's name?
Firestone.
You know, Harvey Firestone.
Yeah.
Not Harvey Firestone, but the Firestone Company.
They used
to vacation together all over the United States, including in my hangout in the wintertime, Fort Myers, Florida.
Yeah, it was very fascinating, you know, that these guys used to hang out, these geniuses of the 20th century used to hang out, and I know they had a cabin in Michigan as well that one time when I was on a Ford press trip that they took us to, and I mean, who would believe that, you know, Thomas Edison and Henry Ford and Teddy Roosevelt and a bunch of people of this caliber would all be hanging out and Mr. Firestone as well. But great job putting this together. So at theoldcarguys.com, if folks log on right now, what are they going to find?
Well, if they wait until tomorrow, they log on, they're going to see a 64 Barracuda. That's an older restoration. That's got a very fair price on it. And we'll be seeing a fellow to shoot pictures of his 1962 T-Bird and his 1967 Falcon with a little 289 engine in it, which ought to be a nice little buy. It's supposed to be a trophy winner at car shows here in St. Louis, so I think that might be a good buy for people who are looking for a little small Ford.
Yeah, that sounds like a very good buy, definitely. And give out that telephone number one more time.
Yep. The Old Car Guy at 314-306-7507 or find us on the internet, theoldcarguys.com.
Great job, Don. Straight ahead, we'll talk to Airlift's Ryan Faber, I believe is the correct pronunciation. We'll find out on the other side. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Well, it looks like our special guest is missing in action, so we won't talk a whole lot about it. We'll just reschedule him at another time. We were going to be talking to him about his company and some of the things that he's got as far as being able to make you a better tower. If you are the type of individual that does a lot of towing with your vehicle, we will definitely get him back in the not-too-distant future. Recently, the folks at Ward's, every year they come out with the list of the best engines, the 10 best engines in the world. And it changes. I noticed last year one of my favorite engines, the Hellcat engine from FCA, was on here, and it's not on here for 2016. It should be. But here's their annual list of the best engines in the world for 2016. The 10 winners are a rather eclectic bunch. There are four, six, and eight-cylinder engines along with a diesel and a trio of hybrids. So let's take a look at the list here for 2016, according to the folks at Ward's Automotive. The Ford GT350's engine, that one, which is internally known as the Voodoo engine, 5.2 liters, normally aspirated, 526 horsepower, V8 engine. That's on Ward's 10 best list. I know it's got what they call a flat plain crankshaft, which you normally just get in exotic cars like Ferraris and stuff like that. But that is a one of the better engines out there. You can only get it with a manual transmission, though, which, in my opinion, in 2016 is a bad idea. Because the take rate on manual transmissions is pretty low, and also some of these modern automatic transmissions are a lot quicker than the other transmissions that we have seen in the past. Traditionally, Manuals, of course, were always the fastest. But let's see what are some of the other 10 best engines on the list, the best engines in the world, according to Wards. And as the article says here, it's kind of an eclectic bunch, including a bunch of electric power plants, something I'm not usually fond of, to be honest with you. But here we go, 10 best engines. The winners include the class of 2016, the 3-liter turbocharged direct double overhead cam, direct injected inline six that you'll find in the BMW 3 and 4 series, the 3.6-liter double overhead cam V6 that you'll find in the Camaro and the Cadillac ATS, the teeny tiny 5.2-liter double overhead cam four-cylinder engine mated with the electric hybrid range extender in the Volt. I had that vehicle, and it actually got great fuel economy, and I drove it much more in the gasoline mode than the electric mode. I already mentioned the 5.2-liter V8 from Ford's Shelby GT350. The 2-liter four-cylinder double overhead cam engine mated with the 50-kilowatt drive motor in the Hyundai Sonata PHEV, which is the low emissions vehicle. This is a range extender vehicle, again, like the Volt. The 3.5-liter double overhead cam V6 in the Nissan Maxima wins 10 Best Award for 2006 as far as best engines, according to Wards. Also, from the Ram division, the 3-liter turbo diesel, the double overhead cam V6 that you'll find in the Ram 1500 Eco Diesel, that is a great engine and very deserving. The 2-liter turbocharged double overhead cam four-cylinder Boxster engine that you'll find in the WRX, that is a great engine, I would concur as well. The 1.8-liter four-cylinder engine mated with the 53-kilowatt drive motor in the Toyota Prius, that wins awards. A list, a spot on the Wards 10 Best Engine list for 2016. And finally, the 2-liter, both turbocharged as well as supercharged. That's interesting. It's got both a turbo and a supercharger, and that's in Volvo's brand new XC90, which actually won the North American SUV of the year from Motor Trend, and it also won, there is an award given out, they call it Truck of the Year, but it also been given to an SUV. It's the North American Truck/SUV of the Year award. Haven't driven that new Volvo. I would very much like to have an opportunity to get behind the wheel of that. What have I been driving lately? This past week, I've been driving my first experience with Audi's electrification. This is the Audi A3, the Sportback, equipped with a gasoline power plant and also an electric battery pack. Again, kind of a range extender type vehicle like a Chevrolet Volt. That's what I've been driving this past week. The week before, I drove the Range Rover Autobiography, which is an absolutely incredible vehicle. If price is no object and you want the most luxurious and off-road capable sport utility vehicle in the world, and again, you've got endless funds, the one I drove, Autobiography, includes the executive class cabin, which the back seat has its own center console. It's got two 21-inch TV screens, which play DVDs and also can stream video via an optional service. Also has all kinds of great accoutrements in the back seat, USB ports, and the seats recline. They're powered, they're heated. Remarkable vehicle, and mine was in long wheelbase form, $160,000, and that's not even the most expensive one. They make an even more expensive one. The one that I had, it had the 510 horsepower supercharged V8, the 5-liter V8 from the folks at Range Rover, but they make a Autobiography SV edition with an even more powerful engine, and that one's knocking on the door of $200,000. So soon as I get my AutoWorldRadio.com website up, you'll read some of my recent reviews, including my second go-around in the Chevrolet Volt. I did not like the first generation. Generation number two, or as I call it, Volt 2.0, is 1,000 times better and actually a very good car if you want one of these range extender combination plug-in electric vehicles with a backup gasoline generator engine. Very well done. I also recently drove the Hyundai Sonata with the 2-liter gasoline turbo engine. Boy, the Hyundai Sonata has grown up. I remember the original Sonatas, the first Sonatas. They were very small cars. When I worked for Motor Trend, I remember going to San Francisco and writing a story about the 2004, at that time, all-new Sonata. And when I compared the 2016 to that vehicle some 12 years later, talk about a country mile difference, both in size and equipment. And this is aimed squarely at the Camry and the Accord and the Ford Fusion and all the people movers, some of the best-selling vehicles. But good vehicle for the money. I mean, definitely good vehicle for the money. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for being here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back, loss of hair, lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops. It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out. 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.